The Voice of the People, conducted by Parks Johnson and Wally Butterworth. Tonight's special broadcast comes to you direct from the campus of the famous University of Notre Dame. You will hear tonight from typical young men who make up the student body of a great university. A university which teaches men not only how to make a living, but how to live. A university which begins to celebrate its 100th anniversary next September. And here we go now with a cheer from the men of Notre Dame. Okay, Parks and Wally, let's go.
Okay, Bill Bivens, and folks, this is naturally Notre Dame's first undefeated season since 1930, as Bill told you. And how could we better start a What's Pop program tonight than by talking with the popular captain of that great team, Paul Lillis. How are you, Paul?
Grand stuff, thank you.
We want to say congratulations on a great season, Paul.
Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson. It was a great season, really was, because we had 11 scrappy fellows in the game all the time.
Yes, you did at that. How does it feel to be captain of such a marvelous lightning team?
Well, it certainly is an honor that I appreciate very much.
Oh, it was a great team. You saw it Saturday. Tell me, where's your home?
I live in Chicago right now, Mr.
Where were you born?
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas?
That's right.
I thought I heard a little snang down there somewhere. Say, did you mind so much that Saturday was your last game? Have any feeling?
Well, yes, I did. I mind it very much, particularly since it was a grand bunch of fellows that were playing.
I did it that. Tell me, Paul, are you here on your own, or do you get any assistance?
Well, I'm very fortunate. When I graduated from high school, I had the privilege and pleasure of being awarded a scholarship by the New York alumni.
New York alumni?
Yes,
sir. Well, a scholarship, huh? Anyway, well, tell me, how you been averaging for the last 4 years on the classes?
Well, I've been doing fair enough. Yeah. I mean, not too good. I mean, around 83, 84, I guess.
83 or 4? On what course?
Well, I'm taking mechanical engineering.
Boy, that's no cinch. 83 or 4 on that is good.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you something that I found out that was extremely interesting to me. I found out that the scholastic average of your squad was higher than the average of the entire Notre Dame University as a whole. How's that sound, huh?
Funny good.
Sound all right, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Paul, I tell you, you were pretty well whipped down to rock bottom weight. There was no fat on you, and you were all in fighting trim. So I know you must be enjoying eating a whole lot now and putting on a little fat. We want to help out a little bit on that. Will you bring out some assorted food here for Paul? Let's see. Pies, some hamburgers, and... Now, just in between times, Paul, you can just start
in. Nice.
Oh, there they are. I don't know where that stuff will be there when the program's over, not to you.
I hope you get a cupcake anyway.
I hope you can, is that. Paul, seriously, do you happen to know what Notre Dame's endowment is?
Why, yes, I have the spot idea. As you probably know or may not know, that there are 134 colleges in the United States that have an endowment over $2 million.
No, I didn't know that.
The university here has only an endowment of $1 million.
You mean $1 million is all Notre Dame, the endowment?
That's right.
How do you do the job you do with that? I just don't understand it, but maybe this will clear it up for me. I saw it and I felt it out there Saturday in the stadium, but I can describe it. What is this Notre Dame spirit?
Uh-oh, that's a hard one to answer. From what I understand is that they've sent newspapers and things to send people down here to spend a week and try to find out what that spirit is, and they can't describe it. But I think this sort of adds up the fact that there's grand democracy here and loyalty to school.
And a whole lot of teamwork, I might add, to that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Now, Paul, let's get on football a minute. What's the best team you met this year? Want to get on a limb on that?
Well, I don't want to get on a limb. We've met a lot of good ones, but I think that Navy and Southern Cal are about the best.
Is that right?
That's
What's
right.
the hardest team you had?
Well, I don't know. Southern Cal was plenty tough.
It was plenty tough. They were all right there. A lot of folks thought. How about picking two or three All-Americans for us? Huh?
Well, you know as well as Mr. Johnson, there are 100 people around the United States picking them. Let's let them do
it. All right. Let's let them do it, Paul. Let's let you rest a little bit. But you can tell me this. Who's the best forward passer in the country?
Well, with Mr. Angelo Fratelli, and here he is right here, why don't we have a few words with him?
Angelo, would you come up? Folks, those of you who haven't seen Angelo Bertelli pass a football, let Vox Pop tell you he is good. I want to know, where are you from, Angelo?
West Springfield, Mass, sir.
And this is your sophomore year?
Yes, sir.
Paul, Angelo, tell me, how is it that you can stand there with six or eight fellas draped around your legs, reaching at your arms, and still spot a man and throw a ball at him?
Well, with fellas like Paul Lillis and Jim Brett in front of me, sir, I don't have much to worry about.
Well, that's a fact. They do give you good screening, but it's more than that. to make a good passer. And lots of luck to you in the 2 years that are coming. Now, wait a minute. Paul, come on over here now. I'm going to ask you a little question.
Okay.
And I want to see which one of you two, the passer or the tackle, will get it first. You should know the referee's hand signals.
That's what I'm supposed to.
All right, he puts his hands on his hips to mean one thing, and he grasps his hands to mean another. What does he mean when he cups his hand behind his ear?
Oh, that's it.
Come on.
Behind
what
his
mean?
Ear?
Yeah.
Maybe like part of hearing.
Oh, Paul Lillis got it. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy that. Yes, sir, he's out of hearing. Well, Bromo Seltzer has for you, Angelo Bottelli, a suit of clothes. We know it fits you because we scooped around and found out what your size was.
There you are. Thank you very much.
Okay. And for Paul Lillis. And for Paul Lillis, knowing that you like golf and will now have a little time for it, we have your swell golf bag with a set of really wonderfully matched clubs with mittens on.
Oh,
thank
you
very much, Paul.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Johnson.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Fox, and let's see who our next victim is.
Before Wally comes in here, just a word. Excuse me, Wally. Friends, do you make these two common mistakes when you're suffering from a headache? First, take a preparation which relieves the pain but fails to do anything for the frayed nerves and upset stomach, which so often accompany a headache. Second, use a product which may often leave you feeling dull and listless, even after the pain is gone. If you have been making these two mistakes, then a real surprise is in store for you the first time you use Bromo Seltzer. You see, this formula contains medically recognized properties which act not only to relieve the pain of a headache, but also help calm jumpy nerves and settle upset stomachs. It's because of Bromo Seltzer's three-way action that relief follows so promptly. Why you feel better so quickly, more alert, both mentally and physically. Of course, if you're troubled with persistent or recurring headaches, you should see your doctor. But the next time you're suffering from an occasional splitting headache, try Bromo Seltzer. For as little as 10 cents, yes, as little as 10 cents, you can discover what millions already know. There is nothing better than Bromo Seltzer's three-way action for quick relief it brings from headache's misery. Okay, Wally, now let's march on from Notre Dame.
Thank you, Bill, and we'll find out who is the next victim. Tell us your name, sir.
John J. Clark.
Where are you from, Mr. Clark?
Cleveland, Ohio.
What is your class?
Senior.
You're a senior at Notre Dame. John J., have you got a nickname?
Mama.
Mama. Well, Mama Clark, let you and I have a little fun. What is your major subject here at the university?
Journalism.
Journalism?
Yes.
Why did you choose Notre Dame for journalism?
Well, my father always thought highly of Notre Dame, and he sent me up here. He said, go to it.
And said, go to it.
That's right.
By the way, wasn't Frank Walter Malley a graduate of the University of Notre Dame School
was.
Of Journalism?
Yes, sir.
Name me one other man that we all know.
Paul Mallon.
Paul Mallon is right. We read his column most every day. Fine. And it's a great school of journalism, isn't it?
It certainly is.
By the way, young man, how much do you weigh?
A little over 200.
How much over 200?
25 pounds.
Oh, just... I see. Well, you'll have to build yourself up with some good sleep and good food. I can see that. By the way, what are your favorite foods?
Well, I personally... porterhouse steak. Yeah. Mushrooms?
With mushrooms? Oh, yes.
Very rare.
Uh-huh. That's...
And roast beef au jus.
Oh, au jus. You look like you might have had a few of those. I don't know. Have you any hobbies? What are they?
Cooking.
Cooking?
Yes.
Anything else?
Trap shooting.
What's that?
Trap.
Oh, put a lot of tea in that from now on. John, well, now you say cooking. Where'd you learn to cook?
My mother was a great cook.
And she taught you?
She did.
Do you do any cooking here at Notre Dame?
Yes, sir.
In what? Well,
What are you laughing about? I mean, there's nothing funny about cooking. Where do you cook?
My room.
Oh. In your room. Well, what is the occasion for cooking in your room? Oh. Don't they have a cafeteria here or a...
Matt? Well, half the fun of eating is cooking, as far as I'm concerned.
I see.
They run along the line of midnight snacks or afternoon lunches.
Well, I see. Sort of a after theater dinner, supper, huh?
Right.
Might I ask what they contain, what they consist of?
French fried hot dogs.
French fried?
Yes, sir.
Extra special. What else?
Toasted cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
Consommé.
Oh, soups too?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Well, who attends these? The students?
That's right.
Well, don't you charge them? What's the price?
Well, it's come as you can and bring something with you.
Sort of chip or skip, as
That's
I...
That's right.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, now, the prefect of your dormitory, I mean, does he perchance know that this is going on?
Well, I believe he does, but
well,
he likes hot dogs, too, I believe.
Oh. Well, of course, that covers a multitude of sins. Now, where do you keep this food?
On the windowsill.
What?
That's right.
You mean there's no hungry dogs around here?
Well, not that high up, anyway.
Oh, I see. That means you're safe. Well, I'll tell you, we have something here in order to assist you. Now, of course, this has nothing to do with cooking. This little box here, I want you to keep your books in to keep them nice and cool. If you should throw 10 pounds of ice in there, it's all right. And, of course, that little oven is just to keep you warm in your room. That has nothing to do with cooking. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, what are your plans after college, John?
I'd like to go into commercial advertising.
In what respect?
Layout, copywriting.
Advertising agency?
Yes, sir.
Good representative right here. Nail him for a job before you go home. How's this best girl situation of yours? Who is she and where's she from?
Well, her name is Betty Hendricks.
Well, what about her? Where's she from?
She's formerly from Florida.
Seen her lately?
About 2.5 years ago.
Well, for goodness sake, haven't seen her. When did you write to her last?
About 2.5 years ago.
Well, I don't quite get this. Do you know a parent? What's the father do?
Well, he's an attorney for a big oil company.
What are you trying to hand me? Is this on the level?
As far as I know it is, unless she was fooling me.
Oh! Well, you haven't heard from her for 2.5 years?
No, sir.
And you haven't written to her for 2.5 years?
No, sir.
Well,
I can't find her.
No reply to the letter?
No reply.
Man, she's probably married and got a lot of children by now.
Well, she wasn't the marrying kind.
What?
At least when I knew her.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that is when I knew her.
Well, you still do want to get in touch with her, is that the idea?
Yes, I certainly do.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what kind of a girl she is, but I'll bet she must have been nice to know a fellow like you. And I might say this, that here is a poor, pining fullback. He's skin and bone down to 225 pounds. And if I were that little girl listening anywhere, I would certainly phone Box Pop right away and contact John J. Clark of Cleveland, Ohio. Now, would you like to make a personal appeal yourself? Just in case she's listening.
Betty, if you're...
Is she a nickname?
Cuddles.
Okay. All right. Betty Cuddles Hendricks. And I'll make your appeal. Hurry up. Make your appeal quickly.
If you're a thin sound of my voice, please get in touch with me because I hate to think of you pining away with somebody else.
That is... You're all right, boy. Well, now, John, just to keep you going here, in order for you to get started on your school of journalism, bring out that two-suiter suitcase and a sport coat here for John, will you? Very, very good. And thank you a lot. All right, Bob. Okay, Wally. Notre Dame has students from all the 48 states and from at least a dozen foreign countries, I believe. And this year, there is one very fine student here from China, Mr. Jackson Chung, a senior. Thank you.
Well, how are you, Mr. Chung?
Thank you very much.
How long have you been in the USA?
A little more than 3 years.
Back in 1938, you came here.
Yeah, that's right.
You come here directly from China?
Directly from China.
And you talk English pretty well. You been learning in just a few years?
As a matter of fact, English is second compulsory language in all Chinese high schools.
That's interesting. I'd heard that, but I'd forgotten about that.
You did?
Yes. You learned those, too. Well, how'd you happen to come to Notre Dame?
Well, that's a very easy question to answer here, because Notre Dame is one of the greatest schools in the world, I should say. And besides, through a Catholic mission in China and a French scholarship.
You did obtain a scholarship. Well, then you have a scholarship. You don't work.
Oh, that's him. I have to work, too.
Oh, you work, too? What kind of work do you do?
That's a librarian, the engineering library.
Uh-huh.
And besides that, and do a little odd job house-to-house salesman in South Bend.
Oh, you do go house-to-house, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret there. We were tipped off on that by one of your buddies, and so we've arranged. We know it's pretty hard walking around, isn't it, from house to house, and it walk and walk. So we wanted you to have something that would help you out, make it easy for you. We have a rickshaw here, which if you can get somebody...
Oh, by God. Oh, my. Oh.
Boy, you didn't have to put me in the back there. You think that'll help out a little bit?
Well, what did you do in China before you came to the USA? I was in the Army before...
In the Chinese Army?
That's right, about 6 months.
6 months, what'd you...
And before that, I was in the Air Force, and lucky enough to get out there.
You all fly?
Yes,
how long have you been in the Air?
About 2 years.
Tell me, how'd you happen to leave the Army and come over here to study?
Well, as you know, in China, students are not welcome in the Army due to the fact that, as the government said, it's easier to train a soldier than training a man who can really work for China. And we are not depending on soldier to build up a China.
Oh, I see. You're looking forward to the time when it's all over and you need a little brain work and a little swing.
that's
very sound stuff, isn't it? What is your course here? You told me it was engineering, mechanical engineering. You got anything to do with smashing atoms?
Well,
you know they got a big atom smashing machine here.
Well, that's a little too deep for me. That's pure physics.
Well, now you've been here 3 years. Don't you get sort of lonesome for your girlfriend back in China? Or maybe she's...
Think you're saying it's a little more too much personal?
Well, no. Not quite. Is she here?
Yes, fortunately. She came over here 1 year before.
Where is she?
After I did. She's now in Michigan University.
Oh, that's fine. Now, Jackson, I've got an idea right here. You look like a good sport. You look like you'd do a little stunt for me, will you? Will you promise before you know what it is?
Well, I'll take a chance.
All right, let's assume now that you are running for president of the student body here at Notre Dame. The night before election, you've got to make a speech. You want very much to be elected, and naturally, you've got to make them a few promises, you know? Now, I'd like you to start out. Of course, you start out in English, but you get so excited that you slip into Chinese, and so on and so forth. You think you can do that?
Well, I think I can.
All right, so would you start in?
Well, I think I'd need some kind of a manuscript in order to make a political gesture.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether I've got a manuscript or not. How about this slip of paper here?
That'll serve the purpose.
I don't want to let you read where I'm going next week. I'll read that myself later on. You can just take that one.
Well, shall I start?
Go right ahead. Start. Here's the customers. Now, sell them. Talk right in the middle.
This is the more or less a salesman job. Now, I'm going to sell myself to you. Fellow students. If you will give me your support in the coming election for the presidency of Student Activity Council, I will give you my personal guarantee that every morning you can stay in bed until 11:00 or 12:00, 无论什么时候起来就可以，AM. And
further, I shall see to it that if you wish to stay out at night because of 你跟你的女同学，同学，你要是愿意跟你女同学去看电影 all you have to do is pick up the telephone and call your rector up, and he will say to you, 你今天晚上用不着回来, and then he say, okay. And that is not all. And I shall give you my personal promise. If I'm elected as the president of the Student Activity Council, I promise you within 6 months that I shall do the university 到那个时候就变成男女同学 and reducing your weekend expenses to a minimum of 2.5, and you don't have to go to St. Mary's. That is to say, 到那个时候, I promise you 这个学校到那个时候就变成 co-educational. Thank you.
was swell, Jackson, and I'm going to vote for you right now. And Bomo Seltzer wants to show their appreciation by giving you this 8mm movie camera and a 22 rifle. So you can have a little fun along with your wife.
Thank you very much, Jackson.
You know, the University of Notre Dame's great football squad wound up its season last Saturday in a blaze of glory, undefeated for the first time since 1930. The entire sports world is singing the praises of its new coach and athletic director, Frank Leahy. Frank is in Detroit tonight on a commitment to speak at a huge alumni dinner, but Bok Bok must hear a word from him. Three questions, Frank. Has Notre Dame been approached about playing in any of the bowl games New Year's Day? Number two, will Notre Dame accept any of these invitations? Number three, to what do you most attribute Notre Dame's undefeated season this year?
Thank you, Vox Pop, and hello, football fans. Yes, Notre Dame has had several definite inquiries regarding playing in bowl games. We are most appreciative, but I feel reasonably confident that Notre Dame will never play in a bowl game. Regarding the season just passed, we have much for which to be grateful. A wonderful staff of assistant coaches, plus a squad of real fighting men. Our success, we feel, is due to spirit, sacrifice, unselfishness, and team play. Notre Dame's football squad this year was a carbon copy of real American democracy. Every man played as a member of a team, each boy thinking in terms of team success rather than personal glory. Should America be called upon again to defend our rights, we feel that the same spirit of sacrifice and team play which characterized the 1941 Notre Dame squad will again preserve the American way of living. Thanks, everyone, and thanks again, Vox Pop.
Thank you, Frank Leahy. And now, to the honor of all football lovers everywhere, the Notre Dame Glee Club, 85 voices strong, sings its famous and stirring Victory March.
For old Notre Dame, wake up the echo cheering her name. Send the body cheer on high. Take down the thunder from the sky. And what's only of the greater foe. For Notre Dame will win over all. While her royal sons are marching onward to victory. Rock, rock, rock. Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echo cheering her name. Send a volley cheer on high. Take down the thunder from the sky. And what though the odds be great or small, old Notre Dame will win over all. While her loyal sons are marching onward to victory.
Thank you, gentlemen. And before Parks comes in again, I'd like you to know, Frank Leahy in Detroit, that for you and Mrs. Leahy, Vox Pop and Bomo Seltzer have for you this lovely pair of silver pheasants for your dining room. And since we know that you come from Winter, South Dakota, where you first played your football, we think it an appropriate gift. Okay, Park.
Okay, Wally. And before the next interview, I want to say this, folks. If you're bothered by occasional splitting headaches, you'll be interested in this letter from Mrs. Gertrude Jolly of New Bedford, Massachusetts. She writes, as a long-time user of Bromo Seltzer, I can truthfully say that I would never be without it. I have found it a lifesaver for relieving the pain of my occasional splitting headaches, and it also helps calm my nerves and settle upset stomach. Bromo Seltzer really hits the spot.
Yes, friends, you too will find every word Mrs. Jolly writes is true the very first time you try Bromo Seltzer. So successful has this great product been in fighting headaches miseries, many families have written that they have used it for three entire generations. The next time your head is throbbing and your nerves have gone haywire and your stomach feels upset, take Bromo Seltzer according to directions on the label. See what a difference it makes when you take a preparation that acts on the head, nerves, and stomach at the same time. Okay, now, Parks, let's carry on from Notre Dame.
Okay, and I have a student here who, along with Jack Birmingham, senior student manager for football, did a lot to help us put this program over. His name is Lou Bauer. How are you, Lou?
Fine, thanks.
And we want to thank you a lot for helping us out on this thing. What course you taking? Just one or two questions, and I want to ask you to introduce the next man.
I'm a science major out here, Parks.
Headed toward what?
Headed toward surgery, I hope.
You hope, huh?
Yes.
And what is your life work going to be? A surgeon or an MD?
You like I like that surgery angle.
You like the cutting up, huh?
Yeah, that's...
Say, Lou, just one little thing here. I noticed your football mascot out there. What do you call him?
Oh, Mike, really?
Yeah, Mike?
Yeah, that's right.
I noticed he didn't get but one or two lumps of sugar out there. Do you think Mike would enjoy it if we had a big bone for him out here?
I certainly think he
would. So, have you got Mike and the bone back there for me, men? Bring Mike out there, and let's have Mike presented with a bone right out here. Oh, he's got a half a dozen bones. Where's Mike? Lou, who did you have in mind for our next interview?
Well, we sort of had Jack Whalen lined up.
Jack Whalen?
That's right.
Well, Wally, have you got Jack over there?
Fox, I certainly have. Here he is.
I've got some presents over here for you, Lou. Well, let's go over in the corner and we'll announce them in a minute. Let's pick them out. How about it, Wally?
I've discovered, Fox, that out here at Notre Dame is a famous magician. By the way, you better take my watch with you. I don't like the look in this guy's eye. But anyhow, Jack, I wanted to ask you one thing. Do you think the spirits are with us tonight?
Well, I don't know. I might be able to try and see what I can do at any rate. Would you like to see a little trick?
I'd love it.
All right, Wally, I have here a little black flannel bag. It doesn't make any difference what color it is as long as it's black.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do, Wally, is to take your right hand, put it down in the bag, and make sure that there's absolutely nothing in it.
Nothing there.
Now put the clean hand in.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely nothing in the bag. Now, Wally, what I want you to do is to take your right hand and hold on to my right wrist so nothing could possibly go up or down that sleeve.
Yes.
Now then, take your left hand and hold on to my left wrist so nothing could go up or down there.
Brother, I'm going to hold it.
All right, fine.
Now,
Wally, once again, I want you to show you that the bag is absolutely empty, that there's nothing on the inside, nothing on the outside.
That's right.
I'm not trying to fool you.
Nope.
Not much. All right, now, Wally. Wally, we need a few magic words in order to successfully complete this trick. Do you know any magic words at all?
Focus, focus.
Well, how about those mysterious Greek magic words? Roof spiff, cup coffee. Roof spiff, cup coffee.
Okay.
Then we give the bag two mysterious taps.
Yeah.
One hot tap, one cold tap.
Yeah.
Believe me, that makes...
There's something going on here, Parks.
Well, at any rate, I showed you that the bag was absolutely empty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Wally, whenever I get a headache, I just reach into this little bag and take out a fizzing glass of Romo soap.
Blow me down. That fire is really all right.
Well, Jack, thank you very, very much for the magic, and in return, Bromos also wants you to have a little fun around the Notre Dame campus and the lake down here. A lovely pair of ice skates for you and a fine camel's hair coat.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. All right, Park.
Yeah, Bauer got a radio there a while ago and a candid camera, too. Well, next week, Vox Pop is going to visit one of the most exciting and colorful originating points in Vox Pop's history. But more about that in just a moment. Right now, here's Bill Bivens with a short message that makes a lot of sense, which I know you'll all want to hear.
Thank you, Parks. And friends, whenever you're suffering from a headache, I'm sure you'll agree that what you want is the fastest relief possible from the nagging pain. Well, countless thousands of people will tell you that Bromo Seltzer brings speedy relief. Now, the reason for Bromo Seltzer's prompt action, the reason it so quickly makes you feel better, more alert, both mentally and physically, is this. Bromo Seltzer acts on the head, nerves, and stomach at the same time. This is very important, because when you're suffering from a headache, your nerves are apt to be jumpy, your stomach upset. And until you relieve all three of these miseries, you simply can't get the relief you so much want. So next time your head is throbbing, and your nerves feel jumpy, and your stomach is upset, take Bromo Seltzer without a moment's delay. You can try it for as little as 10 cents. See what a difference it makes when you fight headaches miseries three ways at the same time. All right, Park.
Okay, folks, next week, Vox Pop will broadcast from York, Pennsylvania at one of Uncle Sam's great defense plants. That's a huge plant turning out projectiles, armor plate for tanks, anti-aircraft guns. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir, Parks, we're going to get on the inside of America's defense efforts. We'll talk to the workmen, the technicians, the man behind the gun.
And don't forget next week, same time, same station, visit with Vox Pop at the York Safe and Lock Company, one of our great Army and Navy defense plants.
And as we leave Notre Dame tonight, Vox Pop offers its sincere thanks to Father O'Donnell for his most gracious hospitality.
Bill Bivens speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Wake up the echo.